This is True Boss Talk Podcast, the podcast for the people.
This is True Boss Talk Podcast. I'm your host, True Hefe. I got a return guest, man. We did so good on the last show. One of the pioneers in the industry in South Jersey. Y'all already know. I told y'all last time he did film, recordings, podcasts, his own DVDs before they even got popular. You know what I mean? He was one of the first to ever do it. My man, Levels.
Thanks, Hefe. I appreciate you, man. You're a legend too, man. You know,
appreciate
like
you,
I said before, I watched your work for a long time, man.
Appreciate that. So, man, New York City's on fire right now. One of the former G units has just popped back up. You know, he's been going through his own personal problems. God bless him. I'm not against nobody when they're going through that real life stuff, man. We got to, one thing, start learning to root for each other on that part. Like, because too much competition, you know what I mean, when it get to that. So I'm happy to hear Lloyd Banks is back in the news. What you think about Lloyd Banks and the return to Lloyd Banks?
I think it's great for hip hop, man. I think that artists from the early, well, I ain't gonna say early era, but the mid era of hip hop in the 2000s on up, coming back out is very important right now. So Lloyd dropping what I think is Cody 2, right?
Right.
Yeah, he dropping an album. I haven't heard it yet. I've been hearing good stuff about it though. And it's definitely generating a lot of different reactions, though.
Right. I heard a few of the songs. I like the songs. He had some good cameos on there. Dave East, I'm a fan of Dave East. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Benny the Butcher on fire right now.
Mm-hmm.
They did some work. I heard I think two of them more records I heard. I like what he's doing, though. I heard a lot of mixed reaction too, as well, like you, and a lot of the young generation. I guess they not getting it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's music. You know, I'm not mad. Like, I got daughters. You know, me and my daughters don't like the same music, like that, and that's okay. Like, you know, what I'm saying, why do we have to like everything the same? You like, I mean, Lloyd Banks, is a thinker's rapper. So, you know, your generation, they don't like to think too much. They just want to turn up, play the music, you know, real simple stuff. But some people with IQs, with a little higher IQs, they, you know, they like to have their mind stimulated with some intelligent conversation, even if it's on the music, you know what I mean? Somebody that, like, just a wordsmith artist, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I look at them. And I know, you know, music ain't everybody, I don't care who you are, even Beyonce. No, everybody has people that don't like their style. That's guaranteed.
Yeah.
The key is to find a group of people that do want your style. But we know it's hard. It's hard for, you know, I mean, music is one of the most hardest entertainments to just grasp thousands and millions of fans. Because everybody likes so much different varieties. And that's a good thing to me. That keeps it from getting stale and boring. What you think about that?
Well, I think as an artist, one the key thing is to stay consistent. And a lot of people, they fall off after a while, not because of anything, maybe like you said, like Lloyd, life stuff might happen, or like, you know, you might get into another field like acting, or like just kind of consumed with that and not with the music no more. But which brings me to what I was thinking about was, as you was talking, Lloyd, like you said, he's a thinker's man's rapper. So a lot of times back in the day, you remember that wave back in the day, it was like, it was him, it was Juelz, it was Lil Wayne.
You're right.
And, I hope I ain't forgetting nobody, but I remember them three right there. Everybody wanted to hear them on tracks and on mixtapes. Wayne, though, kind of, was like, as far as consistency is concerned, he left all of them in the dust. You know what I mean? Because he consistently just kept making music. And which brings me back to Lloyd. I don't know if you heard, but you know, now they're stirring something up with the verses with him and Jewel Santana and Jim Jones and them.
Oh wow.
Yeah, they Tony Yayo and Lloyd Banks just did a show this week. I don't know if it was in New York. I forget where it was.
Yeah, I think that, but I didn't watch it, but I think it was in New York.
Yeah, well, they responded. I guess I don't know if Jimmy has said something first or not, but they responded to Jimmy on while they was at the show. They were while they were doing the show, they were saying stuff about the verses. Now, what I find interesting is, we know the G Unit era was ill. It was an ill era. But one thing I can say about Jim Jones is he never stopped making music.
That's
So
fact.
for him to go head to head with Lloyd, you would think Lloyd would eat him up. But Lloyd took a big break.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
he took a big break.
So
You gotta find that fan base again.
yeah. And then also, consistency trumps everything. So it only takes 20 songs on a versus. Each I think each artist gets 20 songs to play or something like that.
Right.
And I mean, Jim Jones, whether you like him or not, he can get
Nah.
20 songs together.
He's entertaining to me. Like only ones that don't like him is the ones that like just that spit play like Banks that just, you heard what he said, you heard what he said. Nah, I don't really do that with music. Like I don't have to just I don't want my music that limited. I appreciate that form of music, don't get me wrong, because I like all types of music. I listen to it all. But I like when it actually sometimes it just become a song. Like it got melody in it, it's a dope beat, your words is on point. And Jim definitely does that. He's entertaining. I give him that. Jim definitely more hot than him right now. It was hard to believe right to Banks, but that's how music is. It's so unpredictable. If you make good music, look at Uzi Vert. Who would have thought, you know what I'm saying, Uzi would have popped off like he did, but he's entertaining. That's the key thing. Like everybody keep getting that confused with music. They always try to compare each other. He look who he sound like, who is he like? Nah, that's not the key. The key is it entertaining? If it is entertaining, then it has a value.
And this is called the entertainment industry, you know what I mean?
You
So,
feel me?
you got to have a balance of everything, man. You got to have it's kind of like being like LeBron. Like LeBron is an all-around player. So you got to have the entertainment and with hip hop or music, you got to have the entertainment aspect and you got to have the recording and the lyricist aspect, all of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, you might have, like you said, you're gonna have your fan base and people will like you to a degree, but people like you more when you got the total package.
Right. That's true.
So, you know what I mean? But with Lloyd, I am happy he's back on the scene. And they were talking about at one point, not to go off of Lloyd, but they were talking about Jewel Santana and Meth Bleek doing the verses.
Yeah, I heard about that and it just disappeared. I don't know what happened with
Yeah,
that.
I think Memphis was trying to gas it or something. Yeah, I think
Oh,
he
wow. Yeah, I seen a little bit of
was
their promotion. I don't know if they got they didn't get the feedback they didn't like or the numbers wasn't good. I mean, it
trying
really
to gas
it's like all type of stuff with that.
it. Right. Yeah, it's like boxing. It's like boxing.
Right.
The guys, they talk the fight up and they see if the fans react and then if the fans want it, they're gonna try to make it happen. And in most cases in boxing, not all the time though.
That's true. That is definitely true.
Yeah, man. But yeah, with Lloyd, man, I'm just glad he made the comeback or whatever. And Tony Yayo too. I mean, they both I guess they want to do like a 2-on-2 versus, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that would be crazy.
Yeah, Jim
They
Jones.
should start doing that. They do that, I'm tuning in. That's gonna be crazy. See, that's what I'm saying. Not to cut you off, level.
Nah, you can.
Let's recreate this thing. Like, let's make it entertainment. This is the entertainment business. Stop trying to put it on one box or one square. No, let's rearrange this thing. Let's make it. You can do what y'all want, long as y'all ain't killing nobody, y'all ain't hurting nobody. people work hard, they want to go home and be entertained. Like, what the? Let's do it for the people. Like, I salute stuff like that.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, and to see how far Versus has come, man. I don't know if you're familiar with how they changed their platform too. They Triller has an app now, and you watch Versus through the Triller app. You don't go through.
I remember they left from what they was doing, and when they left, that's when I stopped kind of following it. But if they keep up some entertaining stuff like that, then yeah, I'll jump aboard.
Yeah, they just switched it up from Instagram. Like, they exclusively on a Triller app now. And then after the verses, they sent it over probably to YouTube and Instagrams and stuff.
Right. But,
they started that with the Cypress Hill and Onyx joint.
Yeah, I wanted to see that. I seen it online that the guy B Real was saying how mad that they didn't put it on Instagram and YouTube. But I wanted to see how they did that. But maybe I'll get a chance since they putting it back out.
Yeah, they got it out there.
That's what's up. You hear any news about the Flex thing we was talking about last episode?
I actually did, man. It's hearsay, but I heard that that Flex and him squashed it, and Flex actually played one of his tracks this week on the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That was big. I mean, that's big on Flex's part. You know, because I didn't think Flex is going back down.
Right. I mean, shit, Flex, it's still that man-on-man competitive shit, like, stuff. We always into that, seem like, but Flex, you an OG, man. You got to, help these guys on, man. That's how it works. That's the problem with us black people. Yo, for real, like, yo, this ain't back in the slavery days, yo, for real. That's why I like this podcast. I can really get the chance to talk. And more people are listening to people in conversation than they listen to the music. And people really want to know the truth. Like, the numbers on the podcast are crazy right now. Like, people really want to listen to conversation. And it's crazy how we hold each other back, man. Spanish people help each other. Chinese people help each other. Only in our black community do we try to shit on each other and shine on each other. Like,
yeah,
that's some weird shit to me. Like, it don't take nothing away from me if you shine. What's that about?
Not at all, man. And you know what's crazier than that? To build off of what you're saying, like, look at social media, right? Like, it only takes one button that you or to like something, and people will not press that button. Like, they have it at their fingertips.
We deep rooted in it, man. That's how deep it is.
That's crazy, man.
Nah, for real. That right there, the definition of how deep it is. Because if we was all Jewish, the Jewish people sharing each other, if we was all Italian, or the Italians would be all sharing each other, only us. And we know the nigga, we'd be like, nah, I ain't doing it. I don't care. I'm stuck, and you're going to be stuck too, nigga.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. Like, anybody I know personally, that as an artist doing something, if I see their work come across, I'll share it, or if they let me know about their work. I've shared your videos, I've liked your videos, and even the podcast and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, and other guys that I know that I do work with, and I've been around, you know, doing music and stuff. Yeah. So that's all it is. It's a sense of community, man. All you gotta do is build that community where we support one another. It don't take nothing now. It just takes a button.
Yeah. That's it. But, I mean, that's a battle that every artist deal with, though. I ain't even going to lie, because I done heard so many, you know what I mean, famous artists complain about, you know what I mean, their fans, their friends are supporting them, or their community supporting them. It's just a deep black thing, you know what I'm saying, that's rooted in us from something, I don't know, maybe it came from back even slavery. I don't know, because it's really deep. And I know that it ain't going to be solved because of music or Facebook. It's something, you know, that I don't know. But maybe one day, like Martin Luther King say, it will be cool with the white people. I ain't really beat about that too much. I'm not against any color, but I'm more about fixing our own, though, strengthening our own, like, because that's what they do, all the other races. They fix their own.
Like we come up and don't give a damn about our own. I mean, I'm not, don't get me wrong, like I'm just F all other races, because now I believe in God, so I love all everybody, but mm-hmm. I gotta love my own self too, and my own race. Like so many people, like they act like we straight the enemy. We see each other like, what's going on?
Yeah, man. Well, like you said, just like you just said, you know, you work on yourself, you love yourself first. So, I mean, that's the basis of kind of being an artist. You got to believe in yourself first for other people to believe in you, unfortunately. And then not to mention your own people, you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
You got to give them that energy. And it's hard, you know what I mean? It's hard because a lot of people, like you said earlier, they like different type of music, first of all. They might not like the type of music you do or
that's
I do.
That's true. And it don't have nothing to do with you.
It don't have nothing to do with you. So that don't mean you lose your confidence and stop making music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You just keep going. Whoever, somebody is going to like your stuff that likes that kind of stuff.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. That's more how it works than they don't really rock with you because you're giving them some music to listen to. Nah, that's mm-hmm. That's why the videos are more important, because the video is that visual, and it's easy to follow the story when they see it and they see you acting it out. So that's how you'll always gain more fans. Of even if they ain't care for your music like that, they care for the entertainment. And that's what some of these rappers don't get. It's the entertainment business. So if you pushing your video and people liking it, that's how you get your fans up. That's, you got to take advantage of that.
Yeah, yeah, like you said, the visual, man. And it goes back to, like, showing people your vision. Like, everybody can't see your vision until you actually show it to them.
They can't. You can't give them that type of credit. I'm dead serious. You used to think, like, that was my problem. I'm thinking everybody thinking like me. And I'm and they not. They not. Mm-hmm. And they don't have that vision. And they only believe what they see. And that's it. Mm-hmm. So you got to play it like that. So I learned to adjust.
Yeah, and also you got to keep growing. Like, you can stay true to your roots of what you like, but you got to keep growing in your art. You know what I mean? Right. And like, you don't got to do what exactly what the young boys is doing, right. But you got to, you know, be aware of it, right. So you can kind of like adjust a little right. bit.
And that's music. And that's music. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with it, because when Elvis was doing his music, he went to the black people side to listen to something. You got to find out what's entertaining. You in the entertainment business, so you got to, you know, you don't want to be just like them, but you want to throw something in that you like out of it. That's what anybody do, any comedian do, any actor do, anybody that's, you know, in the entertainment. There's nothing wrong with that. Any basketball player, if they see a fadeaway jump shot working, everybody want to do the fadeaway jump shot. You know how that work? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But some people take that the wrong way.
Yeah. And plus, like an artist like yourself, you're unique because you have a business mindset and you're an artist. Like, some artists don't have a business mindset. Like, they just want to do the art.
Right.
And that's when they get lost in the sauce. You know what I mean? It's like, you got to have that balance with the business and the art. Right. You know what I mean? And you use all your resources. Like, you cross-promote. So you use your podcast to promote your artistry, as well as, you know, do the other things that you do.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's where it's at now for a lot of artists in this independent era. It's like, you got to be a business person and you got to be an artist.
That's the way you're going to get to the money. That's the way you're going to get to the money. You got to definitely have a few streams of different outlets that get your money, because it ain't going to just come all at one time, like in one big boom.
And you know what what I discovered too, man, I'm noticing this a lot more and more, and I'm like, you know what? It's always been this way, but I think because the way social media is now, we're finding these things out, right? But what I notice is you have to actually know somebody too. Right. To really get on to where, if you want to be on a certain level, because I was talking to my brother about this. My brother's a producer. His name is Lance Dillon. He's a producer out of Philly. Right. And he had a brief stint where he was like doing some roadie work and background work with the youngsters back in the day.
Oh, okay.
And you know, just like background stuff, you know, help him get around and get to places and stuff. Because there was other brothers that were actually their managers, but he knew the managers and stuff.
Oh, okay, no wrong with it.
Yeah, but basically, he learned a lot of stuff through them. And we were just talking one day, and it just came to me, man, because I'm watching all these guys and all these industry stories, right?
Right.
And I'm noticing how there's people that's either related or they knew somebody, and that's how they got on. Like on a big level, you know what I'm saying? Not on just like a regular level, but like on a larger scale.
Connections is very important.
Yeah.
You know, it might be more important than the talent, for real, for real.
Yeah, it is. Yo, man, it is. It seems, it just seemed that way. It's like, it's who you know. It's kind of like, you know, trying to think of another situation. Okay, let's think about this. Like Jermaine Dupri, right? Now, I just found this out not too long ago. Jermaine Dupri's father is a major player in the music industry.
Yeah.
Right?
I know about that.
And yeah, I didn't realize it. Somebody had put me onto it. And then I just thought, you know, he was dancing. You know, remember the Houdini video back in the day? He was dancing and he was doing stuff. And that's how he learned and got to know people. But actually, his dad put him in that position to be around them people.
Mm-hmm. His dad gave him the record deal.
Yeah.
The record label.
Yeah. So, you know, people like him, you know what I mean? And trying to think of some other people. Some lot of different stories I've been coming across, man, that
this is real. Trust me, not even just in music. Rolling in life, like it's about connections.
Exactly. And you know, another interesting thing I thought about, I don't know if this is facts, but it just seems like it makes sense. That's why a lot of actors don't use their real name.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a parent or an uncle or somebody that they're connected to that they don't want people to know they're connected to. But that's how they get on sometimes.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean? Like, you notice that, like, certain times it'd be brothers with different names, but they had the father or you know, it just, it's just scenarios like that I've been noticing.
Right. It could be true.
You know what
that
I mean?
Sound right. I always thought that was weird, though. When I found out a lot of actors that wasn't their name, I'm like, what the heck? That's not their name. They're only actors. Were they artists or something? Like, what they? Oh, they wanted to be artists. They want to change their name like the artists. They like, man, that's not, well, we can't do it. Or we can do it too.
Right.
It might have been influenced by some artists because they don't even make sense for them to change their names. But
yeah, you know, it's a lot of people. You know, you have some artists too, actors and musicians, where they don't want to use the name,
right? Cross their brand.
That's probably
what it is too. And what you said about the family thing, yeah, that's true. I get it now. Yeah, in the entertainment world, it is hectic, so I get it. You got any last remarks or shout outs before we close up?
Just want to give a shout out to everybody, man. Everybody in AC, NJ, North Jersey, South Jersey, all around Jersey, man. First and foremost, Liberia, Africa, man. Just all over the world, people that's checking for me, LaSan Levels. Just appreciation to you, man, for having me on the show, man, and just opening that door for me, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're gonna do it again next week or whenever we can.
Oh yeah, yeah, man. Hopefully we can make it as frequent as possible, man. The subjects keep getting better, you know, and I'm just excited to keep working with you, man.
No doubt, me too. I appreciate working with you too. You know what I mean? You definitely bring something to the table, you know what I mean? And it's, I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man.
All right, we're going to close out True Boss Talk. Thank y'all for listening. Hope y'all enjoy.
All right, peace.
Me, your greatest creation, bringing you what you've always wanted, power beyond your wildest dreams, and it's only the beginning.